For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. This year's attempt by pro-life members of the legislature to pass restrictions on abortions is centered in the House of Representatives. A bill that would ban almost all abortions if a fetal heartbeat is detected in a woman passed the House Judiciary Committee this week on a mostly party-line vote. Experts say a fetal heartbeat can typically be detected around the sixth week of pregnancy. Similar laws have been enacted in other states, as abortion foes hope to get a case before the U.S. Supreme Court to challenge the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling. Georgia passed such a law last week. Democrats on the Republican-controlled Judiciary Committee questioned supporters about why the state might ultimately have to spend money to defend a law similar to ones that federal courts have ruled unconstitutional. Greenwood Representative John McCravey is the bill's chief sponsor.
The civil rights era probably cost $1 billion in litigation expense, but every bit of it was worth it because we now have people who are free in our country. And this is the civil rights issue of our time, unborn children who are being killed.
Ann Warner, CEO of the Women's Rights and Empowerment Network, testified against the bill and said the legislature is playing politics with women's lives.
Our legislators need to hear from people in our state. We know public polling has shown that most South Carolinians do support access to abortion care, and they are opposed to extreme measures like this, and elected officials need to hear their voices.
The fetal heartbeat bill is expected to pass in the full House. It has dozens of Republican sponsors, including Speaker Jay Lucas. The House this week passed a bill that would make it illegal for anyone under the age of 18 to use a commercial tanning bed. Representative Kirkman Finley of Columbia.
We do not let our children smoke cigarettes because they're bad for you. We do not let anyone work in an environment with asbestos because it is bad for you. We should not let an 18-year-old tan because it is bad for you.
Supporters of the bill cited the testimony of doctors linking the use of tanning beds to skin cancer. Also in the House this week,
by vote of 101-6, House gives second reading to the joint resolution as amended.
Speaker Jay Lucas announcing the overwhelming vote to proceed with the possible sale of Santee Cooper, the state-owned utility. The Senate is considering two resolutions of its own that would also allow for a possible sale. With just over a month remaining in this year's legislative session, a final decision on Santee Cooper's future isn't expected this year. Two bills were introduced in the House this week in response to last week's kidnapping and murder of a University of South Carolina student in Columbia. A 22-year-old woman apparently got into a car she believed to be an Uber ride she had ordered. Her body was found the following day in Clarendon County, and a 24-year-old man is under arrest and charged with the death. The two bills would require Uber and Lyft cars to be better marked, especially at night. Bans on the sale of plastic bags and other containers imposed by a growing number of local governments appear safe, at least for another year. A Senate subcommittee this week approved a bill that would allow only the state to have authority to order such bans, not local governments. However, Senate Majority Leader Shane Massey told the Charleston Post and Courier the bill will not get a full Senate vote this year. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.